Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day and be able to spend some time with you and introduce you to our Brain Trust members, including our friend Jay Myers. Jay is a member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us a few times before, and he is a small business owner just like you and me. He also happens to be the author of a book called Keep Swinging, an entrepreneur's story of overcoming adversity and achieving small business success. Jay Myers, welcome back to the show.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Remind the audience about your business.
Yes, Jim, we do interactive solutions. We do video conferencing, audio-visual integration, based in Memphis, got an office in Nashville, then have various marketing efforts that go in about six states in the southeast.
Yeah, and tell us the name of the company.
Interactive Solutions,
and
the
website
is ISIPN, like Tennessee.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. You know, one of the things I want to talk to you about, Jay, today is connecting. I've been using that word a lot in the last few months because things have been troubling me. Where's the disconnect in the marketplace for a lot of companies, not only big companies, but especially big companies, but also small companies? And that's what I think is happening is there's a lack of connection between my business and my customers, your business and your customers. There's the tendency to have a lack of connection. I'll give you an example, and I mentioned this in the previous hour. Earlier this week, I went to two big businesses and made a purchase in each one of them. And when I got home, both of the things I bought were wrong. One of them had been made wrong. The other one didn't have what it needed in the box. Okay, things happen, right? So the next day, I retraced my steps, went exactly bam, bam, from one to the other, just like I did the previous day, and walked in. The people took care of me. They were nice enough to me. But when I left, what I noticed was not one person had apologized that I had to come back. Not one person acted like that they cared, that they were the least bit upset. And not one person said, I'm sorry, or I'm glad you allowed us to fix this, or anything like that. And as I walked out of the second one, you know, for the second time, I said, you know what? I could have done this. I would have had no less connection with anybody if I had gone to a kiosk to fix this or if a robot had helped me. Now, that didn't make me feel good about what happened, and it didn't make me want to go back to those places.
Well, you know, those are the sad kind of things that happen many times in businesses. I think sometimes when you get so big, and the company gets so large, you know, you lose your way. I think in the case of my business, I think you and I have talked about this in the past. I mean, 60 to 70% of my business every year is from repeat customers, and as we talked about, you know, Jim, we can't afford not to be good with our customer service. And our big thing with technology, so many people get intimidated by it. We try to bring it back to a base level and show people, that, you know, how easy it can be to use the video conferencing and all these other products. And then, you know, also to follow up diligently with customer service for the basic questions to the most sophisticated. That's what we do because people have a lot of choices these days. Obviously, the economy being tight, they've got other places they can spend their money. We just want to make sure when they do business with us, they feel good about it.
Years ago, when people didn't have that many options of where to buy stuff, you could actually get somebody to look you in the eye and thank you for their business, for your business, or to act like they cared that something didn't happen right. Now, today, that's the irony of the thing, Jay. Today, people have six ways from Sunday to buy locally for the same product, and a million ways to buy online without even leaving home. And yet the connection part has broken down. And this is the thing that I keep trying to get across to small business owners. Is there, with all the money that big companies have and all the money that we don't have, most of us, most small business owners, to build a dominant brand, The one thing that is available to you and me that we can do that differentiates us more than anything else is connecting with our customers. Why don't we do it more, Jay? I don't understand.
Well, I think that is a key, and I think that that going forward for us, I mean, we want to continue to do a better job with that. You know, as an example, Jim, we just bought some software for our customer service and our help desk, and believe it or not, 12 years later, it took us a while to get there and to assemble all the data and pick the right package. But with our customer service module and everything in the software for the help desk, we have the ability for people to call in, and have the calls logged in, the ticketing system. But at all hours of the night or day or night, they can actually, once they've talked to us, if they want to enter their own tickets, they can do that and have us respond even quicker to small or large technical problems. So we try to cover a wide base with that, but we want to make sure, at the end of the day, that we're very organized and very serious about taking their problems to the next level.
Right. Well, absolutely. Well, so you've made an investment, and of course, whenever people use your technology, they're not talking to a person. But what you did is you wanted to make sure that the technology was useful. And one of the things I've told my audience about it in many times is make sure that whenever you ask your customers to use your technology, that there's something in it for them. That's important, isn't it?
It really is, and I think that
it can't just be because it's good for you.
No, and I think that your theme about the connectivity, to go back to that for a second, I mean, as an example, we sell the most sophisticated video technology out there. I mean, we literally connect video conferencing from Memphis and Nashville to all places in the world.
Right,
and that's great, and people have a lot of value in that. But let me tell you, in using the technology, one of the things is, A, it's got to work, or otherwise it's pretty much worthless. So mm-hmm. we have to assure that the uptime is very high on the equipment and everything in the technology. But here's the simple thing, though, Jim, and connectivity. In my book, I talk about this. A simple thing with customer service. I don't have a lot of automated attendant and all this, the voicemail type of things. I've got a live person that answers my phone every day.
Right.
I think that there's some basic things in customer service we need to get back to. We need to be able to get back to the people thing, finding out what people need in the technology and the customer service, and then deliver it.
Right.
And I think the human touch is still very important. We call our marketing strategy where we go out and sell and service high touch model. And
yep, that's what John Nesbitt said 25 years ago. You've heard me say it 1,000 times before. He said 25 years ago, yes, we will have high tech. But we will always want high touch, and that's what Jay's talking about. Jay Myers is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. 20 after. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Every day the answer seems more
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the replay, the archives of thousands and thousands of interviews that we've conducted over the years are there that you can go back and listen to. Don't forget to check out the articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. The Brain Trust is there. Hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust. I think we're over 600 members in our Brain Trust community now. The newsletter, you can subscribe to that. It's there. The blog is there. And, of course, don't forget, and that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget the knowledge base, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, and that's where you get small business answers now. Jay Myers is our guest. He's the author of Keep Swinging. He's the president of his own company. That's ISI, right?
That's correct, Jim.
Tell us what that stands for.
Interactive Solutions Incorporated. We're a video conferencing and audiovisual integration firm.
Isn't that the way of the future? Isn't internet audio one of the biggest paradigm shifts waiting to happen to impact airlines and hotels and the whole business travel industry?
Well, it really is, Jim, and I think I think about it, my career, and I've been in the video conferencing business for 18 years. So I think the time has finally come, but it's kind of interesting because with the green initiatives and, of course, the cost and the price of gas and these various travel headaches and everything, you know, our business has never been better. I mean, we just it's outstanding. I wish I could get out the tissue and start crying with the rest of America about the recession. But my staff is, we've got a motto around here, what recession? We're just putting our heads down and getting it done.
Well, you know, when I think about, you know, there are times when, you know, I do a lot of business by email. I do a lot of business by phone. And I do a lot of business with people around the world. And I don't get to see them a lot. In fact, a lot of my Brain Trust members, Jay, I've never met. You and I have met. But a lot of I've been doing business with some of my Brain Trust members for over 10 years. We've never met face to face, even though we've become best of friends. But the video conferencing thing, and now with the big pipes, the broadband connectivity to everybody, and the prices of video equipment coming down, it just seems to me that this could just really change. Maybe the connectivity thing. Maybe it could improve the connectivity thing. And it certainly, I think, would change the way people make decisions about traveling.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Jim, and it already has proven to do so. I think that what's happened, you know, in all these years later, it's been a case of, as you say, the networking driving a lot of this and the connectivity, to keep with your theme, the connectivity, whether it be, you know, to push a lot of the broadband and the bandwidth out there to the remote areas. I think that demand and the need for that, whether it be for computers, now video conferencing links, you know, it's really exciting because it gives you the ability to have some choices in life. And if you don't want to make that trip to L.A. because it's not going to work for your family needs and everything, you can have a video conference and do it very efficiently. And I think now, more, you know, as time has gone on also, besides the technology edge of it, I think there's a huge amount of a personal edge out there as well, which is that people are looking today for a more efficient and a more, you know, from a personal standpoint, a better use of their time. I mean, I think people are really starting to look at that and say, you know, why waste it in an airport? Why waste it driving a car? Why, you know, burn up the gas, have some bad experiences on a plane? And then, you know, also from a business perspective, it's just far more efficient. You go into a conference room, you hit the button, you have the meeting with LA, you get it done, and
you get
go
to
back
see
to
them. You get to see them. You get to see their smiles. When somebody makes a nuanced gesture or observation or some kind of language, you get to see what they're saying, and everybody gets it. You can combine that with making a presentation over the website.
I mean,
there's so many times when you know, I've had sponsors where I said, you know what, we've been doing business now for a year or so virtually. I want to meet you face to face. Let's talk face to face. And I get on a plane and go there. Well, if I could have, and I still would have done that one, at least that one time. But for follow up visits, I'd like to be able to see them face to face.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And Jim, this is never, a video conferencing was never intended to replace all these visits. It was the routine and the mundane. But you're making a really good point about seeing the face to face. And you may ask, you know, well, why is your business so good right now? And I think one of the things, besides the IP and the internet connectivity out there with networks, the other portion of it is the high definition equipment that's come out. You know, you've got the displays out there in everybody's houses, high definition plasmas and LCDs. But here's the neat thing. Video conferencing has also come out with high-definition equipment as well to tie into that. Mm-hmm. So when you connect up to your friend in L.A., when you're doing your thing there, you can have not only the call and the hookup with them to see them live and everything in interactive video, but you also you get the real-life feeling. It's not this fuzzy and slow type of transmission.
Exactly. Well, folks, if you remember, 8-9 years ago when the broadband started coming out, if you remember, I said when broadband connectivity becomes ubiquitous, when it's diffused in the marketplace, our world will change. And Jay, that's exactly what's happened.
Oh, it absolutely has. And I mean, we've done some really exciting things with the technology, Jim, besides just business meetings and things. You may know this, so we've also had video link-ups for schools for distance learning, doctors for telemedicine.
It's not about business. The world will change. Education will change. Medicine will change. Everything will change. Religion will change, at least the way you get your religion, I think. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job, Jay. Give us the website.
Jim.
Give us the website again one more time, please.
ISITN, like Tennessee.com.
All right. The book is called Keep Swinging, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Jay. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.